We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hello, it's a 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Thursday, December 13th. Apparently.
Maybe the best show we've ever done. And if you didn't hear it, well, we're going to do it now again.
We're going to try it again. Yeah. We were told to only one show a day, apparently we have to do two.
We got burritos and holiday spending habits with old car headlights and foods that naturally whiten your teeth. It doesn't have to rhyme.
Okay. Good job, Storm.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Apparently 2018 will be known as the year of the burrito.
Okay.
Apparently it's the biggest, this is from a Grubhub.
Food delivery service. Yeah.
They said that bean burrito orders were up almost 300% from this time last year.
Wow. That's ruining the ozone layer.
For sure. Of the top 10, they say 5 were chicken-based. You have the chicken slider at number 3.
Yeah.
I hate slider. Chicken burrito, number 5. Chicken sandwich, 6. And then chicken and waffle slider at number 8.
See, we were complaining about the word slider. It just
means... Yeah, just keep saying slider, it irritates Chris.
It's miniature, but I don't know. Who came up with that
word,
anyway?
I think it's
anyway?
A gross word to describe a sandwich.
Chew your food.
It's like slides in and slides out. That's exactly. All I think of.
Oh, goodness.
Buffalo
slides right out of you after you eat it. Anyway.
Exactly. Cauliflower making a big list as well. Number 7 with a cauliflower rice bowl and a cauliflower buffalo.
Yeah, the buffalo cauliflower. It's like a buffalo wing. Cauliflower with buffalo wing sauce.
Yeah, it's really good, believe it or not. It's number 10. Falling out of favor, avocado toast. Didn't even make the top 10 this year, and it was a top 10.
Try to get it delivered.
Yeah.
You know, it just doesn't work out. But apparently the poke bowls are big this year. Yeah. That was number 2, right?
Yeah, number 2 was poke
bowls. It was up there, and you made a good point, too. There's some vegetarian stuff on the list. So, I mean, it seems like a lot of vegan, vegetarian folks are also still using the service, which is interesting, because even the burrito is the bean burrito.
Yeah,
so
the number 1 was bean burrito.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is good here or bad. Apparently, we're lying to our spouse when we're talking about money for shopping for Christmas. 70% of couples agree to a holiday spending limit. But to hold those feet to the fire, not so much. 47% say that they admit that they, even though they have a set limit, they go over it when they're buying Christmas gifts. However, most of the lies told were to your spouse because they overspent buying things for you.
All right, we both had a spending limit, and oops, I spent too much on you. But here's what I thought was interesting right here. It was the shopping wasn't for other people. 1 in 5 people admitted having forgotten to get a gift for their spouse.
Yeah,
seriously, you forgot? And 28% said not only did they buy things for themselves, but they spent more on themselves than they did on their spouse.
Sure, why not?
That's 1 in 4.
Yeah. I like... All right. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that's when you know that you need to figure out your priorities again and start trying to put that person a little bit higher on your list of important things.
I always look at it as I'm buying something for you. I like it. And I think you'll like it, too, but I want one, you know?
Yeah, for sure. And then, too, if you have, a joint checking account, too, and you're like, oh, I spent a little extra on your present. Where's the rent money, you know?
Honey, that's why I got you the trolling motor.
That's right. You know, we'll be homeless, but by gosh, you're going to look great. You're going to look fabulous.
You know, I think that's going to speak to a story we did a little bit later on about the busiest day for singles.
Yeah.
I think that after something like that happens, people start looking around for other people.
Yeah, we'll jump right into it. Why not? Yeah. They say that the first Sunday of the new year is the busiest day for singles jumping online looking for love.
Now, why is this? What do they say?
They say it's because after the holidays, you actually have a little extra time.
Right.
And usually the Sunday after the first Sunday of January, you're getting things geared up for the week.
Right.
Therefore, you know, you want to schedule dates and do this other stuff. My own theory is I think you get heckled by your family so much as to when you're getting married.
That's right. When are we going to get grandkids, right?
I think that's kind of plays into it. But this is information from Match.com. They say that they're predicting a 69% spike in new singles coming onto the app the first Sunday.
That's January
of the new year.
January the 6th.
And that's a huge spike, too. That's not a small percentage.
Nope.
It's because you spent more on yourself than your spouse on the Christmas card, all right?
You forgot me, so forget you. I'm done.
Good job.
Just a note, don't put that on your profile. Don't do that at all.
Exactly.
This was kind of an alarming report from the American Automotive Association. They've done a review of older cars, in particular the headlights, and they found over time that the headlights, the clear plastic plastic starts to cloud.
It's like the equivalent of cataracts on your headlights.
Right, mm-hmm. And it is only showing off about 20% of the light compared to when you bought it brand new.
Now imagine there at night, you know, you're doing 60 miles an hour, and you should be able to, with real headlights, see about, what, 300 to 350 yeah. feet ahead of yourself.
Yeah.
Take 80% of that away, and you're only lighting up, like, what, 60 uh-huh. feet ahead of you?
60 feet in front of you, and that's not enough time to react if something were to happen.
You got nothing. If at 10 miles an hour per car, you know what, per car length, then you're only three car lengths away from somebody at 60.
Yeah, what they say, Janie, is that the UV rays actually cause the plastic in the headlights to yellow and cloud, mm-hmm. and that's what causes the problem, especially. And they say that this can actually start within 3 to 5 years of buying a car.
Wow.
So if you have an older car, you might want to consider getting a headlight restoration kit to clean up the cloudiness. The story I referenced actually came from Consumer Reports, and all of the restoration kits that they tested mm-hmm. said that they all worked. Some of them a little bit okay. better than other, but they said that one from Sylvania and 3M were the best.
But don't you have to do it every year?
Yeah.
Once you start doing it, because you kind of take away the original coating.
Yeah, it's kind of like a dermabrasion. It actually takes a very thin layer of the plastic off, so it kind of clears it up. You'll need to constantly do that, and eventually you're going to need to replace the plastic in it. But that's why you don't want to do it if you don't have any clear. If your headlights are clear, they do say keep it clean. Putting wax and cleaning them regularly on brand new cars should help them, especially if the wax has a UV protection.
Oh, okay, I got you.
We'll kind of slow that down a little bit.
You can wax the headlight covers then.
Check the bottle, the stuff that I use, you can wax the plastic, no problem.
Okay. Well, and just a personal request: if you do replace your headlights, please don't get those ones that literally blind me. You know the
LED. Ones?
Yeah, this really bright LED ones. You go from like not being able, if I'm driving at you, I can't see your headlights at first because it's really dull, and then you replace them with those, and I'm dead from it.
That happened to me this morning. Some guy with a jacked up truck had one of those.
Yeah,
which
puts them right in your eyes.
Yeah, especially when the truck is high like that.
I thought he had his high beams on, mm-hmm. and I flashed him, and he put his high beams on. I still can't see out of my left eye.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, because they have to readjust the lights to go down a little bit.
Yeah.
By the way, I didn't know this, with the little bulb you put in.
Right.
Sometimes if you don't seat it in properly, the light actually starts shining up.
Oh, that's
so
great.
That's kind of like when I always call it the drunk look, when you're driving, they're coming towards you, and one eye's like super light, one headlight's bright, and one's kind of dim.
Right.
That's generally what's happened. They installed it a little bit different. By the way, they also talk about, even if with new cars, after about 3 years, you probably should replace the headlights. Because they start dimming.
Yeah.
You want to make sure it's bright.
I'll bet you, if you can't see in front of you but 60 feet instead of 360 feet, I'll bet you slow down. And we found out if you're speeding in certain states.
Yeah.
Buddy, what was the fine? Was it Alaska?
Yeah, so Alaska has probably one of the strictest laws regarding, they call it distracted driving law. So it'd be like
texting,
using your cell phone, eating, seriously.
Eating a bowl of soup while you're driving.
They say that for a primary offense, which means they can pull you over for eating if you want.
Right.
Or texting.
Dude, I've seen people doing that, though. Sometimes I'm like, how are you driving right now?
Yeah.
Like, you know, they're holding the plate with one hand and the fork in the other. It's like, what's going on?
So the fine in Alaska is $10,000.
That's incredible.
That's more than the car
probably
driving.
Yeah.
Well, between the rain and the ice and the things that walk in front of you,
moose.
And the cliffs from the mountains, and I guess they have to make it pretty steep.
Well, and then I also think about this also too. I mean, it's a very big state, so I'd imagine if you know calling out to help somebody would take some time.
Yeah. Oh
so
gosh, yeah.
I think that they're
trying to be there in 3 days.
Yeah, I think they're just really trying to prevent people from doing that. But they say overall the average fine for speeding in the U.S. is $423. For Florida, about $226.
Hey, we're a bargain state,
but not as good as Alabama. Consider that the dollar store of speeding.
What is it?
$20, that's your speeding fine.
And Janie had an idea. What was your idea?
Just pay
him. Just give him $100.
Yeah.
Just be like, hey, you know, can I just give you, this will just buy me a few extra times. Let's call it a day, buddy.
Yeah, absolutely. But in Nevada, which is also, if you're driving 13 miles over the speed limit, that'll cost you $1,000.
Yeah, but I'm going to go double or nothing. I've got some dice.
Well, they say also, too, that the most expensive state, if you run through a red traffic light, that's a $1,000 fine. In Florida, it's $158.
Man.
In Georgia, it's $250 there. And then this was good foods that actually whiten your teeth. I love this. Yeah,
especially this time of year, you're probably drinking a little more wine and at the parties and stuff.
Right.
And your teeth get discolored.
They say that yogurt actually packs a 1-2 punch with your teeth. It has it's rich in calcium, which actually helps your teeth looking healthy and bright. Also, it's a good source of phosphorus, which is a mineral that kind of works in tandem with the calcium to make it more potent. Also, they say stay away from the sugary. Just stick with plain yogurt. That's the one you want to go with. They say cheeses kind of pack that same 1-2 punch.
All
go for the harder cheeses like cheddar, Gruyere, and Parmesan.
Yeah, you don't have to convince me to eat that. That's for sure.
Apples and raw carrots really do a great job because they're abrasive enough to actually kind of lift some of the plaque and tartar off your teeth
apples,
as you eat them.
Cheese, little yogurt. That's a pretty good snack right there.
And then this was the one that surprised all of us. Strawberries.
Yeah, and what was the reason? Some kind of acid in them?
Yeah, there's malic acid that works as a natural astringent to remove surface discoloration. You got to mash up the strawberries.
Yeah, you got to wear them for a while.
Yeah, like a little bit of a paste. Put it on your teeth for about 5 to 10 minutes, rinsing and brush as normal. That actually, you would think it would stain your teeth, but it actually will get rid of some of those coffee stained teeth.
I just happened to bring strawberries in for the old afternoon.
You should just walk around the office like that.
Yeah. With the strawberry.
Hey, everybody. Hey, I'm whitening my teeth.
Do these strawberries make my teeth look red?
Maybe you can stick them in like an orange slice. You put it in and you look like you're smiling.
That's like from The Godfather.
Oh, yeah. And then just kind of stick them in your teeth and go that way. So there is our show for today, Thursday, December 13th. Now, Storm's going to be on vacation tomorrow. I'll be gone for the last 2 weeks of the year, so this is actually our last pod with all of us together until the new year.
But we got a bunch of old ones you can catch up to because, you won't understand what we're talking about unless you get the other episodes.
Yeah, for sure.
This is the sequel.
That's how you find the inside.
Riveting stuff, people.
Absolutely. But thank you so much for listening to our podcast. We're actually getting good feedback on it.
Yeah. It's been fun, and it's a little... a little edgier maybe than the show.
Yes. Yeah. It's the PG-13 version.
Yeah, exactly. As opposed to the PG that we do on the air.
Thank you so much. We're on the air live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK.
ABC, and next year.
Have a good one.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.